The MIT Sloan Management Review Podcast, bringing you content directly from MIT Sloan Management Review, a print and electronic publication that evaluates and reports on new management research and ideas to help readers identify and understand significant trends in management practice. Many companies have launched sustainability and corporate social responsibility programs. Such programs are likely to make only temporary progress. Changing Boards for Sustainability, written by Edward E. Lawler III and Christopher G. Worley, excerpted here and read by Matt Robert Williams. File under Leadership in Organizational Change. Sustainability is an increasingly important business issue. There is a growing recognition that the long-term viability of corporations depends on how they impact the environment and society. In response, many companies have initiated sustainability and corporate social responsibility programs. Some of these programs represent good first steps towards improving the impact of their organizations on the environment and society. However, they are not enough. For organizations to perform well financially, socially, and environmentally, they need more than just a program. They need a fundamental change in their goals and how they achieve them. Instead of a sustainability program, corporations need a DNA change that must begin at the top. Research on organizational change programs shows that the initial gains they produce rarely survive unless they address the standard operating procedures of companies from top to bottom. In the case of creating a corporation that performs well socially, environmentally, and financially, there is every reason to believe that this can be accomplished only if major changes occur in how corporate boards are structured and operated. Major change in the performance results that organizations achieve can only come about when leadership at the very top of an organization changes its performance goals. This requires action by the corporate board and by the senior executives of the company. Unfortunately, most boards today are not able to provide the kind of leadership that is needed to move major corporations towards sustainable effectiveness. Instead, many corporate boards are designed, staffed, and function in ways that are intended to maximize shareholder value, a goal that is singularly financial. As a result, when it comes to issues of corporate social responsibility and sustainability, boards are okay with programs, grants, and projects that add to the bottom line. They are also okay with low-cost social and charitable programs that improve the corporation's image. What they are not okay with or knowledgeable about is how to manage, organize, and hold their organizations accountable for performance that is targeted at optimizing a combination of financial, social, and environmental outcomes. To lead sustainably effective organizations, boards will need to look, feel, and operate very differently than they do in traditional corporations. The information they receive needs to be different, and their decision processes need to be radically changed. Unless boards change, many of the good, initial sustainability efforts that have been launched in corporations are likely to be temporary. For organizations to achieve sustainable effectiveness, they need a corporate board that is designed to lead in a sustainably effective way. This means that boards need to change their way of operating so that they are focused on the integration of social, financial, and environmental performance, just as they expect the rest of the organization to be. This segment is excerpted from Changing Boards for Sustainability, written by Edward E. Lawler III and Christopher G. Worley, which appeared in the MIT Sloan Management Review from the December 2012 issue. To learn more or to read the full version of this article, please visit sloanreview.mit.edu.